domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
On which I am about to enter.
On which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Vice President.
Justice Roberts to administer the presidential oath of office.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States So help me God. Congratulations, Mr. President.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is a special edition of the U.S. presidential inauguration coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And as you have just heard, President Donald Trump has now been sworn in as the 47th President of the United States of America. And before he took his oath of office, his Vice President, J.D. Vance, was sworn in. Gibbs.
Trump is the first president to be elected to non-consecutive terms since Grover Cleveland, the 22nd and 24th President of the United States.
We have Gibbs, our two reporters in the field covering this historic event. We have Ntungamili Nkomo and also Jonga Kandemiri, who are at the Capitol covering the swearing-in ceremony. And I think, Gibbs, we have Jonga on the line.
Jonga, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
Thank you so much, Gibbs. Yes, as you can hear from the people here who are shouting and deliberating following the swearing-in of President Donald Trump as the 47th President of the United States of America, people are happy here. They are cheering despite the cold weather. It's very, very cold, and that's why the swearing-in ceremony had to be taken inside the Capitol Rotunda. But right now, I'm on Pennsylvania Avenue and 7th Street, where people are just waiting for the news that President Trump has taken in his oath of office. And people are just milling around, waiting for another event around 3, where President Trump will be addressing people at the Capitol Arena, Gibbs.
Thank you so much. Blessing, over to you.
Jonga, you said the temperatures are frigid, very cold. How many people are gathered around the Capitol? Because usually it's thousands and thousands of people.
not so many people today blessing because of the weather, and also the fact that they removed television sets that were supposed to be on the mall for people to witness the swearing-in ceremony. So it means that people are just coming out for pictures of the Capitol Hill, and then they are moving to the Capitol Arena, where they're expecting to be addressed by President Trump, where then other events are lined up. But at the moment, here on 7th Street, there are just a few people who are milling around, because there's a checkpoint there. You have to go through the security for you to be allowed to pass through to Capitol Arena at Gallard Place, Chinatown.
What will happen after that event, Chonga?
After that event, people will disperse. And as you know, that President Trump will be in office. There will be some other events that may follow after that official event. But as of now, they are just waiting for him to come. And after the address, then people will disperse, and then they will wait for more events to follow.
Jonga, ungatudza kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei padare reparamende reUS Capitol muno muWashington DC. Taona maminutes mashoma patani chitanga chirongwa chedu va Donald Trump vachitora mhiko yekutungamira nyika yeAmerica.
Blessing kuze kuri kutonhora, asi kunyange zvavo kuri kutonhora kudaro, vanhu vabuda kuti vange vachiona chiitiko chekutoreswa mhiko kwava Donald Trump, kuti vange vari mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica wechimakumi mana nenomwe, kana kuti 47th President of the United States of America. Nhasi sekumira kwakaita, sekutaura kwataita, chando chakanyanya, chando chekukwidza hamba muti, zvaita kuti urongwa hwekutoreswa mhiko kwava Trump hunge huchiitirwa mukati medare reCongress. Nzvimbo yavanoti Rotanda ndo maitirwa chirongwa ichi. Tinotarisira zvakare tichidzokorera kunhoroondo yeAmerica. Muna 1985 kwakatonhorawo zvakanyanya musi wa21 January 1985 paitoreswa mhiko vakanga vari mutungamiri wenguva iyoyo vaRonald Reagan. Zvakaita kuti chirongwa ichocho kana urongwa huitirwe zvakare muRotanda, nokuti kwaitonhora zvakanyanya. Kunyange hazvo nhasi kuri kutonhora munhoroondo yeAmerica, vanoti zuva rakanyanyisa kutonhora pamazuva ekugadzwa kwemutungamiri wenyika izuva iro remusi wa21 January 1985.
Wakwanisa here kutaura nevamwe vatsigiri wavaTrump panze pedare reparamende uye vari kutiwo kudii?
Vatataurawo navo, vamwe vangu vachiramba kuti tinge tichivatora mifananidzo. Vanhu vari kungopemberera kudzoka kwavaTrump, vachiratidza kuti papaine vamwe vangu vachifungidzira kuti vaTrump havadzoke semutungamiri wenyika. Asi vanga vachiratidza kuti aiwa zvinoitika, vaTrump vadzoka. Kune vanga vachimboshoropodza kana kuti vanga vasingatarisira kuti vaTrump vanodzoka, vazvaenda nepamwe, vaTrump vadzoka.
Nemusi wemugovera takaona vamwe vachiratidzira kusafara kwavo nekudzoka kwavaTrump. Pane vari kuratidzira here nhasi, kana kuti angori mapurisa, masoja nevamwe vashoma vavari kuona panze pedarapa?
Hapana vatataona vari kuratidzira. Kufamba kwataita kubva kudare reparamende, takapfuura nemunational mall, takapfuura nepane security checkpoint iri pana Pennsylvania pari kusechwa vanhu kuti munge muchibvumidzwa kuyambuka kuenda kuGallard Place kune Capitol Arena. Hapana vari kuratidzira, vatirongoona vazhinji ndo vanenge vakasimudza maflag ava Donald Trump, nevari kutengesa zvipfeko zvava Donald Trump semutungamiri wenyika adzoka pachigaro 47th President.
Gibbs.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke Jonga khona ngapho lapho khona silontukomele nkomo duzani lawo khonapho Ntunga. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo kwabo.
Yabo.
Ye, akusitshela ukuthi kwenzakalani nge-inauguration ugcotshwa kwaTrump khona manje.
Ye, abantu bayajabula lapha duke, kulenkulungwane lenkulungwane ezibothane lapha Capitol Arena, lapho okuhanjiswe khona abantu akade bemele babe se-National Mall. I-inauguration isusiwe e-National Mall, ligceke nje liphambi kwe-Congress, idale lephalamende. Basusiwe abantu khonapho maba. Kuyachanda kakhulu kula makhaza namhlanje. Ngikhuluma nje lawo khonapho ngiyaqhuqa. UTrump i-inauguration yakhe isusenzelwa phakathi edale lephalamende, phakathi e-Congress, ngenxa yamakhaza. Kuyacanda, abantu bayajabula. Sikhuluma nje kulo msindo nesinamolo khonapho wakhona abalishana bathatha amapikisha, kodwa bayathatha basuke babuyele e-arena lapho okuvaleke khona, kwi-stadium esivaleke khona. Yikho lapho uTrump azade esuka khona kwi-inauguration ngale phakathi e-Congress. abuye ke ngapha azekhuluma labantu e-National Arena.
Ye, bathini abantu nxa ukhuluma labo khonapho? Bajabula besithini, Ntunga?
Abajabuli kakhulu abasekeli bakaTrump bathi vele kwasekuqaleni ukunqotshwa kwakhe nguBiden. Bathi hayi wakhitshwa ngendlela engayisiyo, bathi wayeqilibezelwe, wayedlelezelwe. Ngokuphenduka kwakhe, hayi bathi bayajabula kakhulu. Sibonile kudwendwe lapho ebesikhona kwi-checkpoint esingene khona lojoga. Ngemva kwethu bekulo omunye umfana othe yena olidemokrati ephethe ibhakane elixothoza uTrump ekhuluma lo munye ubaba othe yena ungumrepublican bekhanya bephakathi kwenkulumo mpikiswano khonapho bekhuluma ngezombusazi. So ngakhonoko ngomzekeliso nalowo siyabona ukuthi hayi abantu bahlangene nje wonke ama-democrats lama-republicans lama-independents ukuthi wazebona kugcotshwa uTrump njengomongameli wemelika owesiyi-47.
Yes, akuzwa kakhulu ke Ntungameli. Plus.
Yes, Ntungameli, Mr. Trump has now taken the oath of office to be the 47th president of America. What happens to Mr. Joe Biden today after this event?
Joe Biden becomes the former president of the United States, and ordinarily he joins the league of George W. Bush, President Obama, as a former president of the United States. Is now an ordinary person. President Trump is taking over today. And I heard that he has been promising, and that's Trump. He has been promising to sign a lot of executive orders today. He is going to sign some orders on immigration, the government. He wants to cut down the government's license because he's worried about spending. And we'll see what else he touches on today with those close to 100 executive orders he has promised to deliver today.
Gibbs.
And we saw that there are four living presidents, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and President Biden attending the event. How common is this, Ntunga?
That's... it always happens, you know, when one president comes, when one a new president comes in, former presidents also join in for their inauguration. That's an American tradition. It always happens.
Thank you very much.
To zokera kuna jonga rundinzwa here. Tiri kutaurira iyo nyaya iri kutaurwa na Ntungameli na Gibbs kuti vakambotungamira nyika vanosanganisira iwo va Bill Clinton, va Barack Obama na va George Bush vanga varipo kana panga pachitoreswa va Donald Trump miko. Sei izvi zvakakosha tichitarisana rombe America.
Ndirikuva kuti zvakakosha blessing nekuti zvinorakidza utongo hwejekerere hunoitika munyika ino yeAmerica, zvokuti akanga ari mutungamiri wenyika anotambidza chimuti murunyararo achitenga aripo pamabiko anenge achiitwa ekutoreswa mhiko kwemumwe anenge anga akutora chimuti akutungamira kubva ipapo. Zvinhu zvinokosheswa zvikuru muAmerica uye zvinotarisirwa kuti zvinofanira dzakawanda pasi rose.
Gibbs.
Yes, we see that blessing. There is a slate of tech CEOs, including Meta's Mark Zuckerberg, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Tesla's Elon Musk, Apple's Tim Cook, TikTok's Cho, and Google's Sundar Pichai. So these are people that are actually big guys, billionaires, you know. So and then a handful of foreign leaders, who include. Argentinian President Javier Milei, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, and China's Vice President Heng Zheng. You still remember that Mr. Trump actually invited Xi Jinping, but he actually apologized and said he was not coming. And according to the State Department records, dating back to 1874, a foreign leader has never attended a transfer of power ceremony. So now we are told that Mr. Trump is giving his speech.
Our liberties and our nation's glorious destiny will no longer be denied, and we will immediately restore the integrity, competency, and loyalty of America's government. Over the past 8 years, I have been tested and challenged more than any president in our 250-year history, and I've learned a lot along the way. The journey to reclaim our republic has not been an easy one, that I can tell you. Those who wish to stop our cause have tried to take my freedom and indeed to take my life. Just a few months ago in a beautiful Pennsylvania field, an assassin's bullet ripped through my ear. But I felt then and believe even more so now that my life was saved for a reason. I was saved by God to make America great again. Thank you very much. That is why each day under our administration of American patriots, we will be working to meet every crisis with dignity and power and strength. We will move with purpose and speed to bring back hope, prosperity, safety, and peace for citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day. It is my hope that our recent presidential election will be remembered as the greatest and most consequential election in the history of our country. As our victory showed, the entire nation is rapidly unifying behind our agenda with dramatic increases in support from virtually every element of our society, young and old, men and women, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, urban, suburban, rural. And very importantly, we had a powerful win in all seven swing states. And the popular vote, we won by millions of people. To the Black and Hispanic communities, I want to thank you for the tremendous outpouring of love and trust that you have shown me with your vote. We set records, and I will not forget it. I've heard your voices in the campaign, and I look forward to working with you in the years to come. Today is Martin Luther King Day, and his honor, this will be a great honor. But in his honor, we will strive together to make his dream a reality. We will make his dream come true. National unity is now returning to America, and confidence and pride is soaring like never before. In everything we do, my administration will be inspired by a strong pursuit of excellence and unrelenting success. We will not forget our country. We will not forget our Constitution. And we will not forget our God. Can't do that. Today, I will sign a series of historic executive orders. With these actions, we will begin the complete restoration of America and the revolution of common sense. It's all about common sense. First, I will declare a national emergency at our southern border. Illegal entry will immediately be halted, and we will begin the process of returning millions and millions of criminal aliens back to the places from which they came. We will reinstate my Remain in Mexico policy. I will end the practice of catch and release. And I will send troops to the southern border to repel the disastrous invasion of our country. Under the orders I signed today, we will also be designating the cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. And by invoking the Alien Enemies Act of 1798, I will direct our government to use the full and immense power of federal and state law enforcement to eliminate the presence of all foreign gangs and criminal networks, bringing devastating crime to U.S. soil, including our cities and inner cities. As Commander-in-Chief, I have no higher responsibility than to defend our country from threats and invasions, and that is exactly what I am going to do. We will do it at a level that nobody's ever seen before. Next, I will direct all members of my cabinet to marshal the vast powers at their disposal to defeat what was record inflation and rapidly bring down costs and prices. The inflation crisis was caused by massive overspending and escalating energy prices, and that is why today I will also declare a national energy emergency. We will drill, baby, drill. America will be a manufacturing nation once again, and we have something that no other manufacturing nation will ever have, the largest amount of oil and gas of any country on earth, and we are going to use it. Let me use it. We will bring prices down, fill our strategic reserves up again, right to the top, and export American energy all over the world. We will be a rich nation again, and it is that liquid gold under our feet that will help to do it. With my actions today, we will end the Green New Deal, and we will revoke the electric vehicle mandate, saving our auto industry and keeping my sacred pledge to our great American auto workers. In other words, you'll be able to buy the car of your choice. We will build automobiles in America again at a rate that nobody could have dreamt possible just a few years ago. And thank you to the auto workers of our nation for your inspiring vote of confidence. We did tremendously with their vote. I will immediately begin the overhaul of our trade system to protect American workers and families. Instead of taxing our citizens to enrich other countries, we will tariff and tax foreign countries to enrich our citizens. For this purpose, we are establishing the External Revenue Service to collect all tariffs, duties, and revenues. It will be massive amounts of money pouring into our treasury, coming from foreign sources. The American dream will soon be back and thriving like never before to restore competence and effectiveness to our federal government. My administration will establish the brand new Department of Government Efficiency. After years and years of illegal and unconstitutional federal efforts to restrict free expression, I will also sign an executive order to immediately stop all government censorship and bring back free speech to America. Never again will the immense power of the state be weaponized to persecute political opponents. Something I know something about. We will not allow that to happen. It will not happen again. Under my leadership, we will restore fair, equal, and impartial justice under the constitutional rule of law. And we are going to bring law and order back to our cities. This week, I will also end the government policy of trying to socially engineer race and gender into every aspect of public and private life. We will forge a society that is colorblind and merit-based. As of today, it will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female. This week, I will reinstate any service members who were unjustly expelled from our military for objecting to the COVID vaccine mandate with full back pay. And I will sign an order to stop our warriors from being subjected to radical political theories and social experiments while on duty. It's going to end immediately. Our armed forces will be freed to focus on their sole mission, defeating America's enemies. Like in 2017, we will again build the strongest military the world has ever seen. We will measure our success not only by the battles we win, but also by the wars that we end, and perhaps most importantly, the wars we never get into. My proudest legacy will be that of a peacemaker.